Time for the return of friend of the show, John Walters, voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. Joins me every football and basketball seasons. And if we're talking to John, that means, well, football season is here. His appearance once again this year brought to you by Craig Adamson at True Wealth Stewardship in Marion for a comprehensive, holistic approach to your finances. Learn more about Craig at TrueWealthStewardship.com. John, good to have you back on with us. How are you today?
It's good to be back. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Appreciate you taking the time. Iowa State getting ready for the season opener Saturday afternoon, 2:30 against the Fighting Hawks of North Dakota. We'll get some discussion on that here in just a bit. But let's talk about this new world, I guess you could say, we're in for college football, John. The Big 12 now has 16 teams. Go figure, right? When you look at the Big 12 as a whole, the new additions, the teams coming back, what do you think about the 16-team league, and where do you think Iowa State fits in with this new look conference?
I think it's probably the most unpredictable league there is right now in college football, and I think that's going to be really exciting because I honestly think you could probably make a case for six or seven, maybe even eight teams to be able to get into that Big 12 championship game, and you could make a strong case for that number of teams, and I think Iowa State's included in that mix, but it's just going to be really exciting week to week because I don't think there's a clear-cut favorite. Utah was the preseason pick to win the Big 12. I think from an Iowa State perspective, you close the season at Utah and home versus Kansas State. The two teams picked 1 and 2 in the league preseason poll. If you could get to those last 2 weeks controlling your own destiny, that would be a great thing to be excited about. I mean, get to mid-November, be in control of your own destiny, have the opportunity to, you know, go compete for a chance to get to Dallas. And I'd love it if Iowa State could get to that point in mid-November with those two games looming and knowing that if they win them both, they're going to be going to the Big 12 championship game. And I don't think that's completely unrealistic to think that they could do that. Now they're picked sixth in the preseason poll, but I think realistically they could get into that mix where in those last couple of weeks they can be right in the hunt.
Let's talk about the team as a whole. John, we'll start on the offensive side of the football. Rocco Becht, of course, last year, the Big 12 Offensive Freshman of the Year, set school records for touchdown passes as a freshman. What does success look like for year two as the starting quarterback for Rocco Becht, in your opinion?
Yeah, great question. I think Rocco will continue to build on what he did a year ago. You know, I think the thing about Rocco that we saw last year as a redshirt freshman was that each week they put more and more on his plate, and each week he proved he could handle it. And so by the end of the season, he was playing really great quarterback. I mean, in the last five games, he had 10 touchdown passes and one interception. And, you know, he threw for a school record against Memphis in the Liberty Bowl in terms of yardage. And, I mean, he was really playing at a high level, was a freshman All-American, as you mentioned, the Big 12 Freshman of the Year offensively. So, you know, I think they have a lot of confidence in him right now. And I don't think he got comfortable with what he did as a freshman. I think he's a really hard worker, son of a longtime NFL player, a great player in Anthony Becht. And I think he's got a great perspective on the game. So, you know, I think for him it's just continued growth. I think he probably is seeing the game. It's probably slowed down a little bit for him now, which is great. And you just hope that they have a really good run game to be able to, you know, balance him out so that he doesn't have to put it all on his shoulders like he did in the Liberty Bowl and in a game that Iowa State lost. But I think that if they can get some balance in that attack, Rocco becomes even more dangerous. I expect him to have a really good season.
Let's talk about those skill position players. You mentioned briefly the running game. Abu Sama is back. You have two very good wide receivers returning in Jaden Higgins and Jalen Knoll, some quality players at tight end as well. On paper, this looks to be a pretty strong group. How do you see that group developing as the season goes on here, John?
Yeah, I think it does certainly have that potential to be one of the better offensive teams that Matt Campbell's had at Iowa State. And you mentioned Higgins and Knoll. That's a great place to start with those two at wide receiver. I mean, that's as good a 1-2 punch as there is in the Big 12. But Abu Sama, you know, as a freshman a year ago, you know, he carried the ball 55 times against Big 12 competition. And in those 55 carries, he averaged 10 yards a carry, which was tops in the Big 12 by a wide margin. And so, you know, it's not a huge sample size, but it's a decent sample size, 55 carries, 550 yards. And, you know, he was either really, really good, and I'd throw the offensive line right here with him. They were either really, really good with that run game or really, really bad. And they need to get to the point where the floor, you know, their bad game is a 70-yard rushing game as a team, not zero like they had against Memphis. They need to get that number more consistent where, okay, you bottom out at 70 yards, but you still have that 250-yard rushing game. And I think if they can do that, and I do think that's possible because it was such a young running backs room a year ago, Sama, a true freshman, Carson Hanson, a true freshman. Now you've got, you know, those two guys with a little bit of experience under their belt. You bring in Jalen Jackson from Eastern Michigan, a guy with some experience. I think they've got a chance to run the football more consistently, especially with the offensive line returning so many players. And so I think skill-wise they're good. Benjamin Bramer, terrific tight end, was a freshman All-American a year ago. You expect him to make another jump this year. So I think the weapons are there. And obviously health is a big part of it, and hitting on those plays that keep drives alive, those third and short type of plays. Can you consistently move those chains in those situations? And we'll see. But I feel pretty good about the skill positions that Taylor Mauser has at his disposal.
Let's talk about Taylor Mauser. That's one of the key storylines here going into the season for Iowa State, John. The transition from Nate Shielhouse, who found that opportunity in the NFL, to now Taylor Mauser. How much of an impact do you think that will have on Iowa State on the offensive side of the ball this year?
Well, hopefully a minimal impact as far as a smooth transition. Iowa State had a pretty good offense a year ago, and Nate Shielhouse, I thought, did a really good job. And, you know, you can make the point that Taylor Mauser's young, and that's true. He's 33 years old. But, you know, Nate was 32 when he took over the job last year, and he performed very well in his 1 year. And Taylor Mauser's a guy who's been with Coach Campbell from the Toledo days all the way through now, and I think he's very confident in Taylor. Taylor has a lot of confidence in himself. Obviously, it's a different animal. When you've never been an offensive coordinator and you're for the first time in your career, you're calling the plays, that's a big deal. So, you know, but I think Taylor's got the wherewithal to handle it. As we mentioned, he has the weapons to be able to handle it, and I expect him to have success.
John Walters, voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, joining me for a few more minutes here. His season debut on 1600 ESPN as we look ahead to the season as a whole, plus the opener for Iowa State against North Dakota this weekend. Let's go from offense to defense. John, when you think about the team as a whole, you see the number of returning starters, I believe 19, if I'm not mistaken, as a whole. Number of those coming on the defensive side of the ball. I was looking through the depth chart put out today, key players at each position coming back. As you know, what is the strength of the defensive unit for Iowa State this year, in your opinion?
I think you have to start with the safeties. You know, when you have Bo Freeler, who's an All-Big 12 caliber player, Malik Verdon certainly falls into that category as well, Jeremiah Cooper, who could even make All-American status this year. Those are three veteran guys. Now, together, they didn't play collectively a lot of snaps last year. One of them always seemed to be hurt. It was always a different guy each week. But, man, if they could get those three guys on the field together for a substantial amount of time this year, I think that's got a chance to be a really, really good back end of the defense. The good news about having those guys get hurt, if there was a silver lining, is some other guys got some real opportunities and took advantage of that and gained some valuable experience. So I think they feel better about the twos behind those guys than they did a year ago. Obviously, losing T.J. Tampa is a big deal. You know, who can replace him at corner? Today, Darian Porter announced as a starter. I think that might have turned a few heads because he beat out Miles Purchase for that starting job. But they're both going to play a lot. But Darian is 6'4", converted wide receiver, just like T.J. Tampa was, has that length that I think he could become a very good corner. But we'll see. I mean, he's inexperienced at that position, relatively speaking. I think up front, Iowa State's going to be good. And then the linebackers are the big question. They're young again. They were young last year. They're going to be young again this year. But they're bigger than they were a year ago. And I think they've got a chance to be pretty stout against the run. That's where I think it really starts with this Iowa State defense. Can they be good against the run consistently week after week? If they can do that, force teams to become one-dimensional, We've seen John Haycock through the years. When he's got a good rush defense, he has a great defense, period. And I think this has a chance to be a really good rush defense. It's going to depend on those three young linebackers, led by Caleb Bacon, who's not as young. He's a junior who walked on to the program from Lake Mills, but has really had a great career and is, you know, penciled in as that starter at Mike linebacker. But can the guys surrounding him on each side play really well? And I think that's going to be a big barometer in the success of the Iowa State defense this year.
All right, John, North Dakota comes to Ames this weekend. The Fighting Hawks, looks like they've got 10 starters back from a team that did make the playoffs last year, were an early exit in the FCS playoffs last year. I'm sure you know, and the Iowa State coaching staff and the players all know, you don't want to take any MVC team lightly. This isn't North Dakota State or South Dakota State, but still a pretty solid North Dakota team coming into Ames this weekend. What are your keys to the game, in your opinion, for Iowa State to start off the year 1-0?
Well, and this is a North Dakota team that, as you mentioned, they're ranked, and they did make the playoffs last year, and they beat North Dakota State 49-24 last year, so they had a really impressive win over their arch rival. But I think for Iowa State, from their perspective, it's what I talked about. It's the balance in the offense. I think that's the number one thing. Number two, can you be stout against the run? If you can really establish that rush defense, and you're always looking for these things in the opener, what can you establish? I'd love to see Iowa State establish balance, establish the rush defense, and then establish good special teams. I think there's a good optimistic reason to feel good about the special teams, although the kicker is untested. Kyle Conrady is a former walk-on. He's out of Dubuque. He redshirted a year ago, but they really like him. And now, when the lights come on and it's the first time going out there when the kick really counts, we'll see how he does. But everywhere else, there's a lot of potential for really good special teams. You talk about Tyler Perkins returning at punter, Jalen Knoll in the return game, at Jalen Jackson from Eastern Michigan, a real good returner. Darian Porter, great special teams player. So I think Iowa State special teams can be very good, especially if Conrady's as good as they hope he is. But that's something else I'd love to see Iowa State establish in week one, is good special teams.
All right, John, Coach's Corner show returns Tuesday nights during the football season, if I'm not mistaken. What can folks hear starting tomorrow night on the Cyclones Radio Network?
Yeah, tomorrow night we're gonna have Matt Fannin, the Iowa State soccer coach. His team's off to a 2-1 start. We'll have him start off the show, and then Matt Campbell will come along, and I'll be joined by Ryan Harklaw. So very much looking forward to it.
Excellent, John. Thank you, as always. We'll talk to you again next week to preview the big Cy-Hawk matchup, okay?
It sounds good. Thanks for having me, Spencer.
John Walters, voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, always appreciate his time, and joins me every Monday at 4:30 going forward here on 1600 ESPN. Again, his appearance again brought to you by Craig Adamson at True Wealth Stewardship in Marion. Very comprehensive, holistic approach to your finances. Learn more about Craig at TrueWealthStewardship.com. Appreciate Craig's support of the segment. Appreciate John's time, and we'll talk to him probably Tuesday next week. Again, no local shows Monday because it's Labor Day, so it always leads to that kind of weird week. We start things on Tuesday and just dive right into the old Cy-Hawk content here on 1600 ESPN. But we'll have John on for sure to preview the game and get you set for the big matchup next week here. But week one is coming up Saturday. Iowa State, North Dakota, 12:30 pregame, 2:30 kickoff. John and Eric Heft on the call here on 1600 ESPN. 4:47, we'll switch from football to a little baseball. History made today. We talked about this briefly last week. It's been made. It happened. Danny Jansen playing in the same game, technically, for both teams. More on that coming up in just a bit with our Say What segment. It's next here.